You're listening to iTemu News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Social Media and Communications Manager. Today is Friday, February 1st. There is still time and financial assistance available for those considering a graduate degree or professional certificate from TAMIU's College of Education. Dr. Jeff Brown, TAMIU Dean of Graduate Studies and Research, said that late application for graduate programs at TAMIU's College of Education has been extended through February 6th. Dr. Brown said, "We encourage students to explore their TAMIU online and traditional degree program options and enhance their career growth potential and earning income." Program offerings include online program, master's degree in curriculum and instruction with a minor in reading, traditional programs, Master of Science in Education with concentrations in bilingual education, educational administration, reading, school counseling, special education, and education interventions for autism. Professional certificates: educational diagnostician, principal, reading specialist, school counselor, and superintendency. Certificates: assistant speech language pathologist and master reading teacher. Brown said financial assistance is also available for students pursuing College of Education programs. The Lamar Bruni Vergara Educational Fund, for example, provides scholarships, fellowships, and assistantships. There are also other scholarships and grants available through the Office of Financial Aid. For more information, please call the Office of the Dean, College of Education, at 956-326-2420 or email graduateschool@tamiu.edu. Show your support and connect with old and new Dust Devil friends during TAMIU Spirit Week 2013, Monday, February 4th through Thursday, February 7th. Most events are free of charge and all are open to the public. The TAMIU Student Government Association, Campus Activity Board, Office of Vice President for Institutional Advancement, Alumni Association, Division of Student Success, and Office of Student Affairs sponsor Spirit Week. The celebration kicks off with a shopping cart decorating party, Monday, February 4th, from noon to 5 p.m. in the Student Center Ballroom. Voting for Mr. and Ms. TAMIU 2013 also begins Monday. Students may vote online at onecard.tamiu.edu through Wednesday, February 6th. Videos of the candidates are available at youtube.com/txamiu. These events lead up to the coronation of Mr. and Ms. TAMIU 2013 during the TAMIU Men's Basketball Game Halftime Show Thursday, February 7th at 8:30 p.m. in the Kinesiology Convocation Building. General admission to basketball games is $5 and free for children and students with a valid TAMIU ID. For a complete list of events, go to facebook.com/txamiu.osa. The Many Faces of George Washington, a national traveling panel exhibition examining the multidimensional, real-life man behind the myth, makes its first stop in South Texas for the 116th Washington's Birthday Celebration Association, February 5th at the TAMIU Sue and Radcliffe Killam Library. The exhibit continues Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. through February 25th. The exhibit has opened to rave reviews in museums across the country. It is the first event of the three-part Laredo Portrait Project, which uses the portraiture and image of George Washington as the unifying theme to pay tribute to his life and legacy. All three components of the Laredo Portrait Project are first-time, free events for Laredo. Produced by George Washington's home, Mount Vernon, in conjunction with the Gilder Lehrman Institute of American History in New York, this exhibit presents Washington's leadership through dazzling color graphics of paintings, portraits, and iconic Mount Vernon Collections objects. The panel exhibit explores seven facets of George Washington's life: Virginia childhood, risk taker, realistic visionary, wise decision maker, impassioned learner, visionary entrepreneur, and at home at Mount Vernon. It has been made possible by a generous grant from the F.M. Kirby Foundation. Local sponsors are TAMIU, Tony L. Ruiz, and Southern Distributing Company. Carla Kiloff McClafferty, author of the award-winning book about the Mount Vernon Project, The Many Faces of George Washington, Remaking a Presidential Icon, will be in Laredo on Tuesday, February 5th, to share the extraordinary story behind the creation of the exhibit. In the evening, TAMIU will host a public lecture by McClafferty at the Killam Library to commemorate the official opening of the exhibit. Additional components of the Laredo Portrait Project of interest to the public include Tuesday, February 12th at 6:30 p.m., a special unveiling will take place in honor of a historical milestone for the city of Laredo and TAMIU as the university becomes one of only a handful of institutions of higher learning in the U.S., an original Gilbert Stuart Athenaeum dollar bill portrait of George Washington. On Wednesday, February 13th at 7 p.m., the final event of the three-part Laredo Portrait Project bows with the American Historical Theater's premiere of Portrait of a Patriot, sponsored by the WPCA and the TAMIU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts. John Lopez will portray George Washington, and Bob Gleason will portray the portraitist Gilbert Stuart. Admission is free of charge. For additional information on the many facets of George Washington, call 956-326-4483 or visit online at tamiu.edu/portraitproject. TAMIU Assistant Professor of Education Dr. Israel Peniel will lead audience members on a journey through Black history accompanied by the sounds of gospel music Tuesday, February 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall. This is the second year that Dr. Peniel's Songs for Freedom, Black History Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow is offered at TAMIU. Sponsored by TAMIU's Office of Student Affairs, this event is free of charge and open to the public. A first-ever lecture series presented jointly by the American Institute of Architects Laredo and TAMIU launches Thursday, February 7th in the TAMIU Senator Judith Soferini Student Success Center, Room 101 at 6:30 p.m. The event is free of charge and open to the public. The lecture, the first of a planned annual lecture series, will present Professor Thomas Gordon Smith, a professor of architecture at the University of Notre Dame and practicing architect with a national profile on classical architecture. Smith's lecture, Origins in Current Classical Architecture, efficiently describes the origins of architecture in Greece, development in Rome, and the revival in Renaissance Italy to demonstrate some models that propel current practice in Britain and the United States. For more information, visit aialaredo.org. The prestigious Welch Foundation Research has awarded a grant totaling $180,000 over a three-year period to Dr. Alfred K. Adu-Mensah, Associate Professor of Chemistry, TAMIU College of Arts and Sciences, Department of Biology and Chemistry. The funding will enable Dr. Adu-Mensah to hire both graduate and undergraduate students, as well as purchase lab supplies and equipment to synthesize multivalent receptors and other analogs that will have application in drug discovery. This project will incorporate the direct mentoring of both graduate and undergraduate students and help guide them to future careers in science and technology. Originally from Ghana, Adu-Mensah came to TAMIU in the fall of 2009. He earned his PhD in bioorganic chemistry from Florida Atlantic University. For additional information, contact Anne Frey, TAMIU Associate Director of Grant Development at 956-326-3024 or email afrey@tamiu.edu. Information is also available at TXAMIU on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and on the free TAMIU mobile phone and tablet application at tamiu.edu.